Welcome in to another edition of Locked On Titans. I'm Jimmy Morris, joined as always by Terry Lambert. Terry, how are you tonight?
Doing good, man. What's going on?
Not too much. You know, there's not a whole lot of news usually that comes out on Tuesdays, and today is not really an exception to that rule. I did catch a little bit of Mike Mularkey's radio show on Titans Radio tonight, and he said that he doesn't anticipate Logan Ryan or Delanie Walker practicing tomorrow. Or on Wednesday. So not a big surprise there. I mean, Logan Ryan's in the concussion protocol. We'll have to see how that plays out. Everybody progresses through that differently. And so it'll just kind of be a day-by-day thing with him. I still think Delanie's going to play. There's no doubt about that. Mularkey also said that he thought Rishard Matthews would be limited tomorrow, but, you know, expressed optimism on Monday that Matthews will be able to play against the Cardinals. So it sounds like they'll be at pretty good strength. I mean, obviously we talked last night about Daquan Jones going on IR, so they'll be missing him clearly for the rest of the year. But I would say there's a good shot that they're at full strength, at least on offense this week. And then, like I said, we'll just kind of monitor what goes on with Logan Ryan. So it'll be good, if nothing else, to see the offense, you know, the starting 11 that they thought they would have at the beginning of the year out there this week. And they haven't had, for as healthy as they've been, the offense hasn't been altogether very much this year.
Yeah, and they're going to need him, especially if Logan Ryan misses. But again, we'll see where that's at tomorrow. But they're going to need Rishard Matthews, I think, on this road trip. Don't get sucked into thinking the Cardinals are a bad team, or even the 49ers. And I mean, we've seen in the NFL this year, really every year, any team can beat anybody. You got to show up every Sunday. So again, with a team like the Titans who are just kind of scraping by, you know, you want them to show you something. You know, we've wanted that for 4, 5, 6 weeks now. So maybe that's a spot where you can do it, playing against Blaine Gabbert. But even Gabbert's playing some good ball right now. So Titans got to be on their A game.
Yeah, and again, we're waiting for that win, right, where they just come in and stomp a team.
It's going to happen one day.
Maybe it will. But anyway, so yeah, we'll have all the news on that tomorrow. And tomorrow we'll really start to dig into the Cardinals and kind of the individual matchups there. But tonight we figured we'd talk a little bit about the playoff picture. And, you know, Terry made a point before we came on tonight that we've talked about how, you know, the Titans are in a good position to make the playoffs, but we haven't really looked at the teams that are around them and, you know, kind of some possible first-round matchups that the Titans could be facing. So talk a little bit about that tonight. We've referenced Football Outsider. But before we do that, let me tell you about Draft. We've been talking about Draft for the last couple weeks. It's a really cool new website that you should check out. Fantasy football fans, listen up. It's not too late to join the 500,000 people that have already downloaded Draft this season. You get to play in a real-life snake draft, but you're done in under 5 minutes, and they last just 1 week. You can join one right now for week 14. The best part, you play for cold hard cash. And get this, your chances of winning are 80% better than on the salary cap sites. All new players get a free entry into a real money draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use the promo code LONFL. That's right, play a real money game for free just by using the promo code LONFL. And it gets even better. Draft is so sure you'll love it that they're even offering Locked On Titans listeners a money back guarantee up to $100. Just search Draft in your app store, or go to draft.com and come play for free right now with promo code LONFL. And if you follow me on Twitter at JMorphMCM, I'll be tweeting out links to drafts that you can jump in and play against me. I love the site. I think it's really cool. Like it says, you can do a snake draft in, you know, less than a few minutes. If you do head-to-heads, you pick five players. You get 30 seconds per pick, so it takes no time. You can sit down. You can do it real quick. As soon as the draft fills, it'll say a minute till the draft starts. Minute clock counts down your draft. It's really cool. So check that out. Like I said, follow me on Twitter at JMorrisMCM. I'll be tweeting out links for chances to play against me. And so check that out this week. And I really do think you'll like it. And it's something really cool, especially if you're, you know, used to season long. It's a similar draft thing. But you know, you might have missed your season long playoffs. They're starting this week. This is a chance to jump in and kind of keep the action going. So check it out again. You can search Draft in the App Store and you can get the app on your phone. Their playoff odds, you know, kind of for the last couple of weeks. The Titans took a pretty significant jump there this week with the win to move to 8-4. Their odds of making the playoffs went up 20%. So now, you know, according to this metric, they have an 88.6% chance of making the playoffs. are still, you know, significantly behind the Jags. The Jags, theirs is 98.6% chance to make the playoffs. But Titans are getting into that range where, you know, barring just a collapse here, you think they've got a good shot for a wild card at least. And then, you know, just looking at the teams around them, right now at 8-4, so Titans Jaguars obviously above 8-4. Titans are the division leader with the win over the Jaguars earlier this season. But you know the race for the second wild card team behind whoever ends up coming in second in the AFC South really comes down to the Buffalo Bills at 6-6, Ravens at 7-5, and then in the AFC West you've got three teams at 6-6. The Chiefs, the Chargers, and the Raiders. So, you know, the Titans are in a, like we said, they're in a good spot to make the playoffs, and they're really kind of two games clear of the team that I guess would, you know, is in seventh right now.
Yeah, and you're looking at, you know, assuming we think how things go, you're looking at potentially a matchup with the Ravens or the Chiefs. Or maybe in the Chargers, and the Chargers have come back, and the Chiefs have kind of fallen off. So you're looking at that Titans-Jaguars matchup to end the year to kind of determine whether or not you're going to get the Ravens or the Chiefs or the Chargers. So, and I don't know about you, but to me, I'd much rather play the Ravens, a team that has Joe Flacco, a team that really struggles on offense, instead of a team like the Chargers, who has Phillip Rivers, or the Chiefs, or who have been inconsistent and they've been down, but still, that's a team that can go off and still pretty much beat anybody. So, yeah, that Titans Jaguars game, as if it didn't mean enough, it could be the difference in between playing a, you know, a subpar Ravens team versus a dangerous Chiefs or Chargers team.
Yeah, and the Chargers are really hot right now. Yeah. Now there's a month left to go in the season. So, you know, things, we know how much things can change week to week in the NFL, and especially over the course of a month. I mean, just think back to the Chiefs at the beginning of the year, you know, through the first month of the season, everybody thought they were the team to beat in the AFC, and they've really fallen off. They've lost four in a row. But, yeah, I mean, when you get down to that, I mean, we saw the Ravens. We know what they are. And they're, I mean, that's not a game that I feel confident the Titans are going to win by a couple of touchdowns, just by, you know, the nature of the two teams, the Ravens defense and all that stuff. But you're also not afraid of the Joe Flacco-led offense. And so when you look at that versus, you know, you're not necessarily afraid of an Alex Smith, but when you look at his weapons, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, if they can find a way to bring Kareem Hunt back from the dead, you know, they've got some weapons there. And then like you said, with Phillip Rivers and the Chargers and what we're talking about before we came on here, I mean, the Titans have beaten the Chargers once in the last, like, 30 years almost. And, you know, you have to go back to they beat the Chargers in San Diego with on a Justin Hunter touchdown catch from Jake Locker. All right. So that's what you need to know there.
That's just a wild sentence.
Right. But before that, the Titans hadn't beaten the Chargers. You have to go back to the Oilers days to look for a win from this franchise over the Chargers. So just kind of some serious, and obviously that stuff doesn't mean anything really this year. But like you said, you got Phillip Rivers, you got Keenan Allen, you got Melvin Gordon. I mean, they got some talented guys, and their defense is really, really talented. Two really good corners, Bosa and Ingram rushing off the end. So, I mean, they're a team. You know, if you listen to like the ESPN stuff, Mike Clay, who's their fantasy guy, but does a lot of projections and that kind of stuff, so knows what teams have. You know, on offense and defense and all that. I mean, he picked the Chargers and the Eagles in the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year. Now, obviously, the Chargers prediction looked silly a month ago, but now that they've, you know, gone on this run and, you know, they're kind of a team in control of things, at least in that division now, you know, saying if they win out, they'll be in a position to go to the playoffs. You know, that's just not, it's not a team, especially if you look at them winning, you know, if they can win three out of the last four, you know, coming in like on a hot streak, winning 7 out of 8 or, you know, whatever it'll be. That's just not the type of team that you want to face in the playoffs. And then you look, too, I mean, one of the other potential matchups would be Titans-Jaguars 2 weeks in a row, depending on, you know, how all that plays out. Again, if the Titans, so if it stays like it is right now, like if the season ended today, the Ravens would be coming here and the Jaguars would go to Kansas City. That would be your first weekend in the AFC, with Chiefs being the AFC West champion, the Titans being the AFC South champion. And so the Titans have the better record, so they would get the sixth seed. And so that would be the Ravens. The Jaguars would be the five seed. They would go to Kansas City. You know, when you get into talking about playing the same team back-to-back, I mean, we've seen it a few times in recent years. You know, that's a weird deal. And, you know, you would hope that the Titans would be the division winner, so the game would be here. But I don't know. That's not a scenario that I'm necessarily comfortable with.
No, and you know, like we've said all along, the Jaguars are a high-variance team. They'll go kind of as their defense goes. But at any point in time, Blake Bortles could totally ruin them. They're just another team in the league that you just really don't know what you're going to get. If I had to guess, I would say the Titans, Jaguars, and Ravens are pretty much in, along with the Steelers and Patriots. So you've got that one spot left kind of really between the Chiefs and the Chargers. I'm not a big believer in the Bills. Raiders have a tough schedule. So you look at the Ravens' schedule, you've got a game against the Steelers this week, and then you finish up with the Browns, Colts, and the Bengals. So three bad teams that the Ravens should be able to beat. So that gets you to 10-6. Now, I'll ask you this. Are you comfortable with the Titans finishing potentially? And you know, the bottom will kind of have to fall out here. But are you comfortable with the Titans finishing 9-7? Would that get them in?
I think 9-7 would get them in, because I think that I think whoever ends up in second in the AFC West is going to be 8-8. So I think your division winner out West probably ends up 9-7, and then you're looking at an 8-8 team. So yeah, I do think 9-7 would get them in. Now, how good are we going to feel about a Titans 9-7 team? Think about how good we feel about an 8-4 team, and you're thinking about they would win one of their last four. So obviously that's not a place we want to be. But I do think that 9-7 will get you in the AFC. And we were looking before we came on at the NFC, and it's just, I mean, a completely different deal. You know, they've got teams that are, you know, they're two wild card teams right now, both have 8 wins. And you've got another team sitting at 7-5, and then some teams sitting at 6-6. So, I mean, it's a completely different deal over there. 9-7 probably won't get you in the NFC. But I do think it will in the AFC. And I think that would probably get you the 6th seed, because I do think the Ravens probably end up 10-6. So, yeah, I mean, and then so then you're probably looking at going to Jacksonville, would be my guess, if that's how it plays out for the Titans. Because when you look at the Jaguars' remaining schedule, they got Seattle this week, but it's in Jacksonville. And then they finish up Texans at 49ers and then here. So after this week against the Seahawks. So, I mean, you figure for the – I mean, well, I think kind of worst-case scenario there for the Jaguars is probably 2-2. And so that would get them to 10-6. And then so the Titans did finish 9-7. Then I do think you'd be looking at that 6th seed. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think we'd feel good about that team, especially that, you know, again, we talk about them limping to 8-4. If you talk about limping to 9-7 and into the playoffs, but you know, again, and we've kind of talked even about this team, what they are, and how we think they're going to make the playoffs. We don't think they're going to make a lot of noise in the playoffs, but just think about all the teams we've been talking about them possibly matching up against. I mean, I think there's absolutely a chance they could win the first round of the playoffs. Now, if you've got to go to Foxborough or Pittsburgh in the second round, I don't obviously like those games. But, you know, between the Chiefs, Chargers, Ravens, Jaguars, I mean, I feel confident the Titans could beat any of those teams. Not that they would necessarily win, or especially if they're not on the road, they're not going to be favored. I mean, if they're on the road, they're not going to be favored. But it's not – those are not games that I think the Titans absolutely had no chance to win, like I will if they're facing the Steelers or the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, and you know, it's a thing where you're not expecting the Titans to go win the Super Bowl this year. But, you know, you hear – a whole summer's worth of hype on this team, you kind of get some unrealistic expectations. You kind of feel like, all right, well, they're going to go hang with New England and Pittsburgh, and they're going to go make some noise. And it's just not the case. They're a couple steps behind those teams. They're not a player away from competing with those teams. It's just, it's early. You know, you're probably 2 years out from that, you hope. So it's, as we've said all along, it's important to kind of keep your expectations in check. But, you know, this is exactly where I thought this team would be. I said 10-6 coming into the year. You've got these two games against the Cardinals and 49ers coming up that you should win to get you to 10 wins. And from there, you know, you'd like to win the next two as well, but it might not matter. Of course it matters. You want to go win the division, but you'd still be in the playoffs. So these next two games are huge for me personally. I'm really concerned about the Rams coming to town. And then, like we've said all along, you just don't know what you're going to get with the Jaguars. So these next two games are, you know, they're the most important two games of the season. Obviously, right now, every game is the most important game of the season. But like we said all along, you're 8-4. You're a good team in the NFL. Go beat the guys you're supposed to beat.
Yeah, and, you know, again, just think about different teams and how you felt about them as the season has gone along. We've talked about the Chiefs and the Chargers and the difference that they've made. Think about the Raiders and the expectations that they had coming into the season, and they're sitting at 6-6. So, I mean, a lot can change over the course of the season, and even, you know, like you said, week to week. So I think that if the Titans can go out there and decisively win these two games out west, then we're going to have a very different feeling about them coming home to face the Rams. And that'll be, you know, hopefully they can win both games. And then that's when you're going to say, okay, now here comes the Rams, assuming, you know, I don't even know who they have in the next 2 weeks. But they're a team that has been really good, especially against bad teams. I mean, they've got a good offense. They're an up-and-coming team in the league. So then you can kind of say, okay, if the Titans are sitting, let's say, at 10-4, with that Rams game, and then they go out and look good there, then you could have a completely different impression of this team than you do right now. And so, I mean, I think all that's important to keep in mind. And if they can kind of build off of the success they had in the run game, because if you look at the game against the Texans, now the Texans defense is unbelievably beat up. I mean, their whole team is. But if you look at that game, that was one of the maybe the most successful, like, carry-by-carry game this team has had, because we've talked about how, you know, some of these games you look back on and the numbers are skewed because, like, the big run for DeMarco against the Seahawks, the big run for Derrick Henry at the end against the Colts, and obviously he had one this week, but the numbers were good for the two backs. I mean, DeMarco averaged, I think, 6 yards of carry, something like that, on his carries. So maybe they figured something out there. Maybe Luke Stocker comes in and you know, gives them what they've been missing, or at least, you know, makes it a little bit better. If we can see that happen, and that's what you've been talking about all along, is this offense is going to go once the run game starts going. Well, if they figured something out there, then it's not impossible to think that we could have a much better feeling about this team in a couple weeks if they go out there and take care of business, which they could do. But I do think we're still, all eyes are going to be on the rush game, the running game. And I think for you and I, that's what's going to kind of set our feelings, our expectations about what this team can do going forward, is if they can find success there.
Yeah, it's a long season. You know, anybody can get hot. It's like I was telling you, I'm kind of apprehensive to jump on board fully and you know, fully buy in. But if I saw them go to Arizona and blow the Cardinals out and run for 200 yards, yeah, I'd jump on. I'd be like, bring on Tom Brady. But we haven't seen that. So it's really hard to hop on board. So to circle back around to the Rams, they've got the Eagles and then at Seattle left, and then they'll come to Nashville. So that's two really tough games leading up to that game in Nashville. But, yeah, I think you made a really good point about managing expectations. You look at the Buccaneers. That was a team that was kind of the sexy pick, the trendy pick to go contend in the NFC. You know, Jameis Winston was going to go and take over the league and become one of the better quarterbacks in the league. They're 4-8. So the wheels have fallen off for Jameis and the Buccaneers. So, again, like I've said all along, it's just such a weird spot to be in for Titans fans. At the end of the day, you're still 8-4. So I guess you've got to buy in, and I think some of it's just kind of knowing that this team isn't ready to go compete with the Patriots. I think similar to that is kind of the Alabama effect in the SEC. You know, Nick Saban's kind of ruined the league. You see coaches fired every year. So when you're measuring up to Alabama or measuring up to the Patriots, it's hard. It's hard to kind of keep the expectations in check. It's hard to see progress. But, you know, 8-4, that's all you can ask for at this point.
Yeah, and I think a couple things just as we wrap up here. One, I think we would feel better about this team if Marcus was playing better. You know, I mean, I think that really carries a lot of weight as far as the way people view this team. If they were 8-4 and winning ugly, but he was playing well, they probably wouldn't be winning as ugly if he were playing well. But let's say it was kind of similar to last year, and they were putting up a bunch of points every week, but giving up a bunch of points, but winning games, right? I think everybody would feel a little better about this team because, hey, we got the quarterback, and he can do whatever. I think that's part of the reason that we don't feel as good about this team as we thought maybe we would. But then, like you said, I mean, there's teams like the Raiders and the Buccaneers and, you know, those teams that were supposed to really take that next step this year and you know, were teams that early, like everybody was on early in the year. And the Titans are better off than both of them at this point. So you got to keep that in mind. And again, you have to keep in mind how bad this team was just 2 years ago. We lost sight of that because of the success that they had last year, how good we feel about free agent classes and draft classes and all that stuff. This team had, I mean, the least amount of talent on it in the league at least 3 years ago. 3 years ago, they were absolutely the worst team in the league. So, you know, just to think about how far they've come in that time, and then just think about, you know, we're only 2 years into the John Robinson era and how far they've come with him, and just think about, you know, another offseason and another offseason after that, because you've got really that before you have to – I mean, they might redo Marcus's contract at some point in the next couple of years, but, I mean, they wouldn't have to until then. So, you know, when you've got your quarterback on his rookie deal, that gives you the freedom to add some pieces. And if you have good draft classes, obviously, you know, that builds up the floor anyway. So, I don't know. I won't say that you and I are negative. I think we're more realistic about what we're seeing and about, you know, kind of maybe tempering expectations. But overall, if you step back and look at just the big picture and how far the Titans have come in just 2 years, you had to be really happy with where they are. And, you know, we'll take a playoff appearance. We'll get a playoff win. Hey, that's great. But then, you know, the bar will be that much higher, and we'll expect them to be that much better next year.
I totally agree. I mean, I couldn't say any better. 2 years ago, this team had the number one overall pick. So think about that for a minute and think about that they're the three seed in the playoffs right now. So, I mean, that's really all you need to say. So we can bicker about, you know, little things not going well. Marcus Mariota not playing well, that's a big deal. Don't get me wrong. But the roster as a whole is coming along. So I'm just going to assume that they're kind of in a slump right now, but they're still winning in a slump. So that's really good news.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so I think that'll pretty much do it for us tonight. Tomorrow night we'll be back, and we'll get into the matchups with the Cardinals. There's a lot of interesting pieces there, and again, I think a key will be whether or not Logan Ryan plays, and I don't know that we'll know that tomorrow necessarily. But I think there's some interesting matchups that the Titans have there, and I think some places they can take advantage of. Anything else before we get out, Terry?
I don't think so.
All right, so that'll do it for Locked On Titans tonight. Again, you can follow us on Twitter. I'm at JMorrisMCM. Terry is at TLambertFB. We write for MuseumMiracles.com, and we'll have a lot more on the Titans, on this game, and all that stuff coming up. So check us out there. So for Terry, this is Jimmy saying thanks for listening to Locked On Titans, and we will talk to you tomorrow.